create. This is not up for debate. Start that business off a service, make a product. It's not too late. I said create, then make it better. Innovate, network, interface, get the right people in your space. I said create. If they gonna hate, then let them hate. But if you got God-given talent, that ain't something you should waste. I said create, make it curvy, make it straight.
Are we live? Welcome to another episode of the Streets to Entrepreneurs, your newest urban podcast. Till we not today, people. I know it's been a long time coming, but today we're going to talk about cryptocurrency. Yes, cryptocurrency. Today we're going to speak about what cryptocurrency is, how to benefit from cryptocurrency, and the future of it being a digital money. So stay tuned. I'll be right back to the Streets to Entrepreneur. And shout out my co-host, Hoopla. And today we're gonna get into crypto. So stay tuned. I'll be right back. Check out my sponsors.
He asked me who I do it for. I did it for the jets, did it for the streets, I did it for them niggas on the corner, try and eat, I did it for the mamas at home that can't sleep, cause they babies outside still, ducking that beef, and at the same time outside, ducking police, I did it for them kids at home that won't eat, cause they moms at home still try and get on her feet, and that baby father in jail.
Okay, welcome back to the Streets to Entrepreneurs, and let's jump right into it, because we're going to make this simple, people. We're not going to give you a whole bunch of, let's say, technical lingo. We're going to keep it simple, the Streets to Entrepreneurs way. So what is cryptocurrency? Cryptocurrency is digital money. That's it. Stay tuned for more. Check out the next episode.
A few moments later.
It's like, nah, I'm playing. But that's basically what it is, to not get into a whole bunch of technical lingo. What we're going to get into is basically simplifying, explaining what cryptocurrency is. So what is cryptocurrency? Cryptocurrency is digital money. That's it. So, of course, it comes with a lot of technicalities to the actual invention of it, the mechanisms of it, and where did it come from. But all of it, all in all, cryptocurrency is digital money. It is similar to the way that you use your credit card or debit card and you actually touch no physical money like coins or bills. And that's how you can look at cryptocurrency for the digital aspect. So let's get into the money aspect. What makes cryptocurrency a digital money? To understand this, you need to understand, one, what makes a currency an actual currency? Two, the technology that cryptocurrency was built off of, which is called the blockchain. And then three, the initial experiment of it and the original and first cryptocurrency, which we all know is called Bitcoin. So let's get into what makes a currency an actual currency. There is many attributes that consist of what makes a currency an actual currency. But to break it all down into one, a currency is just a medium of exchange for goods or services traded or sold. Basically, it's like I give you a dollar bill, you give me a t-shirt, you take the dollar bill, simple. Or back in the day, when they used to trade horses and gold and diamonds. The same concept, that was what a currency was. Now we deal with dollar bills, and now we have an innovation in technology which we call cryptocurrency. Now, to understand how cryptocurrency is operating, you have to understand the technology behind it, which is called the blockchain. So what is the blockchain, and how can we make this simple? To make it simple, the blockchain is a digital ledger and transaction technology and system, specifically for transferring and storing data used on the blockchain network. Then the blockchain uses computers and cryptography to securely transfer this data across multiple computers and across every internet and data system you can think of. After that, The computers then work together to record and store this data on a public ledger open to everybody to see. And then this data or transaction is sent to the recipient or where it's supposed to go. That is basically what the blockchain does. The blockchain and cryptocurrency goes together because the blockchain authenticates every transaction on a public and open ledger that solidifies that every transaction is real. And what that means is that without the blockchain, you wouldn't have cryptocurrency. Now let's get into the first ever cryptocurrency invented in what we all know as Bitcoin, and how it set the standard for what we all know as of today, what we call cryptocurrency. See, Bitcoin was the first application and let's say idea on like, yo, let's create a digital money. Once Bitcoin was created, the programming was done and they deployed it on a blockchain network and people started to really use it, that's when it started to garner its value. After multiple people started using Bitcoin electronically through the blockchain network, it started to gain more value, and that's when it became a medium of exchange on the digital internet, or what you could call a digital currency. After people realized like, oh, people are really using Bitcoin, it garnered more value, and then now it set the standard for other cryptocurrencies to be created, like Ethereum, Litecoin, and Dash. And then from there, Bitcoin became the godfather of cryptocurrencies. So now that we know all three of these, we have a basic understanding of what cryptocurrency is, and that will conclude us, the Streets to Entrepreneurs, for today. Stay tuned for more. We're going to get into more like what the blockchain is, NFTs. And also, go check out my website. Sign up for a chance to win a pool plank NFT. And also for a free ebook on what NFTs are. So stay tuned to more from the Streets to Entrepreneurs, your newest urban podcast till we know.
I did it for the jets, did it for the streets, I did it for the